Blog Talk Radio.
I think I farted again.
My joy to honor you.
Hey, everybody. Happy translation. Happy Enoch Day to you all. I love you all so very much as I love our Lord Jesus, Father God, His Spirit. You know why? You know why I do? Because we are His body. You are His body. So that's why I love you all so very much, because we are connected to each other. How awesome is that? Hey, I don't know what weird aunt I have, but I'm going to fix it, and I hope this will straighten it, and please let me know if this straightens it out, everybody. I want to start by offering a prayer for us all, and glorifying our precious Lord Jesus, our precious Father God, our precious Holy Spirit. Can you all see my font better now, everyone? Can somebody just say yes or no? Okay. Thank you, Michelle. Okay. And let me just say welcome to Nick, to Ilana, to Michelle, to Rosemary, to Roman, to Jerry. And I know that on the phone we've got Tana. I have you on mute for right now, Tana, because I'm going to open up the show with prayer. And then there's caller 317, and I'm sorry, I don't remember who I don't know who that caller is, but I'll find out in a moment. So let's open up the show with Jesus taking the wheel. Lord, we thank you for blessing us with this show, where we can fellowship with you, and we can fellowship with one another. We surrender and release this show to you, that you take the wheel, that you direct the show to be the way you want it to be, because we are your body and you are our head. You are our king, and we are here to listen to what you have to say through each other, through one another. Lord, we thank you for loving us so very much. Because you love us so very much, you enlarge our hearts to love you and to love each other and to go after the lost with your love. There are so many people out there who are still very lost. They're like zombies. They have no direction. But just as you directed our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, Father, through your Spirit, through your love, direct the hearts and minds of those that are lost. Direct their hearts and minds into Christ Jesus, their Savior, their Deliverer, their Rescuer. You rescued us. You can rescue them. There is nothing too difficult for you. Nothing too over the top for you to do. So while we are here, and we may not be here for very long, before the show ends, we could be poofed. We could be translated. We could receive our glorious bodies and changed into the image and likeness of our Creator, manifesting the mind of Christ, the wisdom of Almighty God, be adorned as the bride of our Bridegroom. O Lord, we lift up everyone here in the show and those listening to you, for you to supply all of their needs, spiritual, emotional, and physical. You know what they need in their life to take them 1 second further into your glory, into your joy. Bless us all with supernatural favor. Bless us all with supernatural wisdom. Bless us all with supernatural healing. And for those of us, which I believe it's every single one of us, who have financial needs, bless us with the financial resources so that we can cancel those the bills and the debts by the power of your spirit and the power of your love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, Holy Spirit, for receiving the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts. Praise you, Lord. Now I'm going to welcome Tana. And
hi,
I think...
Oh,
hi,
you?
Tana. Very,
I'm
very
so
well. I love you chat. I love everyone listening. I love your course, Jesus, my savior. And that is Jerry, that other person on the line is Jerry. Oh, Jerry 317. Yeah, oh good. Well, I'm just unmuting everybody. I'm unmuting Keith if on the phone. Jerry's on the phone.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hey. How's everybody today?
Good.
Are we all excited because this could be our very last moments here on this horrible, in this horrible world?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Everything is just, it's really, really pointing to the moment we're about to leave. You know, there's just so many, so many signs. Right, Keith?
Yes. Oh, yes. It's all lining up. You can just see that momentum building.
It's all lining up.
Yeah.
I know. So what have you all, anybody on the phone, what has the Holy Spirit enlightened you with today? What has he talked to you? Has he said anything to you? Is there a scripture that has been with you today, or did you have an experience where you met somebody or talked to somebody or you got blessed somehow? He's with us all the time, and sometimes we just take him for granted, and yet, you know, he's always there looking to bless us, and if we just look a little bit into him, we just peek into his spirit, we can see him. I know I have today. So anyway, Keith, you have any good news for us about leaving, or any kind of news to share?
I'll share it in like a minute. After I get up, I'll go over it in a few minutes. But yeah, the main thing that's going on with is the ISIS is just seems to be building momentum right now with what they're doing. They're trying to form this caliphate, whatever you want to call it, Islamic, they're asking for Islamic people to go to, you know, where they're at so they can just form this huge group to kind of try to take over different countries and stuff, you know. They're doing pretty good. They're moving pretty fast, too. I mean, so, you know, someone's got to stop them. I think they're so spread out and they're well-funded. We don't know who they're funded by, but clearly they've got enough people and wherever they're at, keep moving forward, and you know, they've got a lot of money to make this happen. So this, I think this is just a march to the Psalm 83 war, because they're just going to get all these people together. They're going to march to the country, you know, and then they're going to try to take over Israel.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jim?
I agree. I totally agree. I think there's, you know, this is so much of this is misdirection. They've got all these different factions, but, you know, essentially they're all going to sort of meld together. And the only question really left in my mind is whether they leave Syria alone, you know, in terms of the leadership, or whether they don't. So do they go and try to take out Assad in Syria, or do they basically, you know, with a little bit of song and dance, work their way towards Israel? And I actually had a concept come into my head when they started getting close to Baghdad and the Iranians were getting involved and supposedly deploying to help protect Baghdad. I got the feeling that maybe ISIS going after Baghdad was like a bargaining chip for Damascus. In other words, the Iranians would really, really, really not want this ISIS group or even Al-Qaeda to get into control of Iraq because it's such a problem for them. So I had the thought that maybe going after Baghdad was a way of putting the Iranians in a situation to say, well, we won't take Baghdad if you'll give us Damascus. Because without the Iranians, the Syrian regime really can't stand. There's even, you know, several tens of thousands of Iranian troops that have been in Syria for a long time. So I think maybe going after Baghdad was a way to get the Iranians to say, well, maybe we don't want Syria so bad if we can protect Baghdad. So I think it was like a bit bargaining thing. But
yeah.
The question is, whether they really do go after Damascus.
Do you all think that we have those cells? I know we've always had, Islamic cells here in the United States, but this group of crazy demonic forces, I think it's a different breed. And I'm just wondering if you all think that maybe we have some of those guys here already in the United States, and they're just...
I think it is us, Carol. I really do. It's part of us. I think it's the same people who would infer a one-world government. A group this successful, this powerful, doesn't spring up from nowhere without a lot of organization. And... The fact that they all wear hoods to conceal, among other things, their faces, which would infer nationality. I think the other thing I've noticed is we've now, I think, for the second or third time as of today, seen a little news bleep where they're directly threatening New York City. And I'm thinking, okay, dude, there's no way you're getting to New York City, not the way you're at. You're pouring into the Middle East. What's this thing about New York City? So I think it's a way of making it look like they're the enemy of the system. And because they're not coming to New York City, not anytime soon. So why are they being so upfront about trying to send that message? It's just to throw you off. To think that they're out against us. You know, the U.S. created Al-Qaeda and probably still runs it, and ISIS is the same thing, the CIA or whoever. And, it's not, God-fearing, upright citizens of the United States that are doing this. They're the sneaky, criminal, secret-behind-the-scenes type people. And... And it's just a way to create confusion. And, they're not really the friends of the public of the United States. And nobody even uses that term anymore, right? It's all America.
Right.
But
I've noticed that.
Yeah. And
yeah, they don't. Nobody talks about the United States anymore. Everything is America, which encompasses, Canada and Mexico, and then of course there's Central America and then there's South America. But
yeah.
But America, when they're talking about America, they're talking about North America, not the United. You know, they're not specifically saying the United States anymore, and I picked that up. I'm glad you're bringing it up. So
yeah,
continue.
You know, yeah, there used to, many years ago, there used to be a comic strip which was pretty popular, called Pogo, and
uh-huh.
I won't describe all of it. But the takeaway line in that whole thing was, "We have met the enemy, and it is us," and that's what we've got going on here.
Yep.
It's, an inside job, and while all our cameras are focused on guys wearing hoods in the Middle East who've come out of nowhere to be organized, more powerful, and more scary than anybody else over there,
mm-hmm.
we've got a according to the news media, an uncontrolled influx of immigration, which was highly organized and pre-planned. To which Obama's
uh-huh.
response is, "I'm going to call in the UN to protect our borders," which will thereby complete the banana republicization of this country. What are all those UN vehicles and soldiers going to do? You think they're going to try to seal the border? Not for very long. They're not. They're just going to be just an excuse to get more people in here who have other nationalities and armored vehicles, and pretty soon the feds will be telling all the local jurisdictions that they're to cede all their power and influence to the UN. It's just not, it's just one thing after another. It's all marching in the same direction. And
yep.
if you're not awake now, then
what's
wait till tomorrow, because
right?
It'll be another wake up call. But if you're not
uh-huh.
going to wake up to any of them, then you're going to absolutely pay the price. This whole
yeah.
thing is just a set-up deal, and it's all well-orchestrated. Nobody shows up out of nowhere and has the power and influence that we're told this ISIS group does. And in many places, they have joined with al-Qaeda. And they're just – and the whole – in my entire lifetime, the foundation of terrorism has been mercenaries who are willing to do the things terrorists do for money. That's always
right.
what it's been. There's always
uh-huh.
a political component that's PR and this, that, and the other thing. But the bottom line is all those people are basically mercenaries who will simply do those things for money. And if they, if they're not willing to tell us where the money's coming from, then that's all you need to know. It's coming from the people who would be in control but don't want you to know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rojo made an interesting remark in chat for those who are not in, can't read chat. Let me go back. She mentioned that the NWO, the New World Order, is trying to incorporate all the Americas into one unit, which is why the borders of Mexico and the United States have become so fuzzy. That's why everybody's trying to come into our country. That was an excellent point that she brought up, because they're just trying to create more and more confusion, and a lot of people are saying Jerry, you should run for president. You're president of the garage.
Yeah, I'm happy. If inducted, I will serve as the garage president. The president of this country, no, that's a losing proposition.
Yeah, but we won't be here long enough for you to become president of anything.
Yeah, not until things get straightened out a little bit.
Yeah, in fact, you are already in a position to be a king, you know, because that's who you are. That's who we are. According to Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, and Revelation 5:10, we are kings and priests unto the Most High God. And that's who. So you can't be a president. You can't be a president because you're a king. And so
that's
is
right.
Donna. And,
so
and,
you can be a
and
good
so
president.
Yeah.
We're
all kings. We're all kings and priests. We're just learning to walk right now in our position. We're being groomed to take the position of being a king. So, anyone else have something to share?
I can go over the news. Carol, if you want me to.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay. Sit down.
We have our favorite newsboy in. You know, we have an official news announcer, and he is Keith. I don't think there's anybody who can deliver the news like Keith does. So, you know, he's. I always look, and this is really true. Okay, one of my favorite parts of the show is when you present the news to us, because it's a real eye opener, and you always have something interesting and fresh to share. So,
thank you. I appreciate it.
Go right ahead if you're good and ready to.
Okay, so this one is an article on David Wilkerson's son shares intimate details of his dad's life. I don't know if everybody knows who David Wilkerson is. He's a most amazing, wonderful, powerful man of God. He wrote that book in the, I think it was the 70s or something, Run Baby Run. He worked on the streets with a bunch of gang members and helped bring them to God. The Cross and the Switchblade was another famous book he wrote. Oh, man, you listen to his sermons. I'm not a sermon person. I don't listen to sermons, period. But you go listen to 5 minutes of his and you'll just be like, whoa. I mean, he just, you know, he cuts it. It's black and white. He's like telling. He's preaching to the audience. Like, you're all hellbound right now because you're doing this, you're doing that, and you're lukewarm, and you're not on fire for God no more. I mean, he just writes the point, and he lets people have it. You know, because he's preaching in the churches where they're all just comfortable and lukewarm. But boy, I just like his stuff because it really. I actually listen to one of his videos every day because it kind of. I don't know. It kind of helps me stay on. You know, I mean, we can stay on track all we want for the Lord, but our flesh can try to go other directions. So I kind of listened to one of his videos every day to kind of snap me back in place and keep me focused on the goal. It's really good. Iraqi Christians take refuge in biblical city. Oh, this is interesting. The advance of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, has left a few safe havens for Iraqi Christians. Many found protection in Iraqi Kurdistan and help from American believers. So that's good. Okay, we could very well be seeing Psalm 83 forming, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
okay. This article talks about the sin of homosexuality in Leviticus and how many Christians are so caught up on that they forget about the other things that it mentioned in those verses. In fact, if you look at those verses, it kind of, almost everybody has committed a sin in there that could be deemed to hell. Sent to hell for that same verse, you know, but it's sort of used as a clobbering thing over people, as they said in this article. ISIS leaders call on Muslims to migrate to territory to build caliphate. So the leader of the extremist group that has seized much of the northern Iraq and Syria and called on Muslims worldwide on Tuesday to join the battle and help build an Islamic State. Interesting. Okay. And we seem to be... can't do anything about that while they're doing their whole thing. I think it's extremely interesting, though, what Jerry brought up about the fact that if they'll go into Syria or not, and I would be surprised if they just avoid that whole thing and just kind of skate through the other places and try to get them to gain quicker control. To get caught in that Syria thing, it could take a quarter century to get out of that one. UN to intervene in Detroit water shut off. Some people had their water shut off in Detroit because they couldn't afford it, and so the UN is intervening, which is just crazy. The United States government should be intervening, not the UN. But since Obama's turned everything over to the UN and says, in our, we have a law that says we must follow the UN first, that's what's happening. Meteor, fireball meteor in United Kingdom caught on camera. Okay. Big storm on the East Coast. Looks like it's going up Daytona Beach, Charleston, Wilmington. It's a hurricane, okay. Let's see. Judge struck down Kentucky's gay marriage ban. A federal judge has struck down Kentucky's ban on same-sex marriage, ruling that gay couples have the right to marry the bluegrass state. Okay, so it looks like Kentucky will be the next. A federal judge in Kentucky has struck down the state's ban. Same-sex couples getting licenses and marrying in the state. Okay, so looks like they'll be marrying in Kentucky now. Probably the states will flip really fast. Just another sign we're going out. Big earthquakes doubled. Do you think there have been more earthquakes than unusual this year? You're right. New study finds that there were more than twice as many quakes in the first quarter of 2014 compared to the previous year. 18 signs that the global economic crisis is accelerating as we enter the last half of 2014. Some people have said it would collapse this month. I don't feel it will, but, you know, I don't know, maybe it will and we'll go home, but it's sure not. I don't think so. We did type, you know, that the Jubilee year, every 7 years after the Jubilee year, shows an economic collapse in the stock market. And the last one was in 2008, so the next one would be in 2015, September. So that seems to be on target. I just hope we don't have to wait, you know. I just can't see how we could wait. I don't know. I go around and around with this with the Lord talking about it because I just don't see how we could wait till 2015 in September to get raptured, because then all these red blood moons would have been gone and all this stuff. And we would have missed it all, and then the tribulation would happen in 2016 and 2017 when nothing's happening but just regular feast days. So God's a God of order, so the fact that Israel is supposed to be at war during the red blood moons, I expect a war to happen. And we know Iran will have a bomb soon, so we know we can't go that far. So I feel at this feast of trumpets we get raptured, if not sooner. Okay, Obama announces executive order, executive order protecting federal employees from gender identification discrimination. Okay. ICE is developing advanced bomb-making skills, bragging about it. 300 more troops headed to Iraq. Airports could beef up security because of new explosives threats. Violent storms possible in the Chicago area. Hamas vows to open the gates of hell. So Israel found the three teenage boys. They were murdered by Hamas. So Hamas is basically saying that and Israel went and bombed a bunch of their stuff today. Hamas is saying that they vow to open the gates of hell if Israel's military responds to this murder incident, which is crazy because they're the ones that caused it. So this might be what it takes for Israel to get real crazy to start this final battle that we go home. I'm really looking to these things to heat up. The military has banned Bibles, but they're allowing Islamic practices, which is insane. Netanyahu says Hamas is responsible. Hamas will pay. So Netanyahu is threatening them, and they went on a bunch of, I forgot, it was 20 or I think it's in here, 20 buildings or something this morning. ISIS displays Scud missile in the military park. They went out and just shot down a bunch of. Obama's trying to take the gay war against marriage global. He's trying to put the gay marriage everywhere. Here we go. Israeli jets strike 34 targets in the Gaza Strip in response to the Hamas thing. So Hamas says, you know, hell will be paid. ISIS threat is high. One of this Obama advisor says that we're an Islamic nation. He's bullish saying that. But, yeah, you can see how. So Hamas, you know, the thing with Israel and Hamas, they've been going around, one sends one rocket, one sends three, blah, blah, blah. It's been going forever. It's, you know, But this is, they're really stepping it up right now. So I think the fact that they're stepping it up to the lead, it's all set up for the Psalm 83 war, you know. And also Ukraine has said that they will no longer do a cease. They're ending their ceasefire. They're going to go against the Russian troops in one of the areas. So this could be this Psalm, you know, if Israel can get crazy on Hamas, and then Ukraine and Russia can start up, and then ISIS can keep going, it'll wind up to where in the next, between now and September, Feast of Trumpets, 25th, anytime now this thing can overheat, and then we would get raptured, you know, just because I think it's going to come to a point that we're going to get raptured. I don't think we're going to be raptured on a bowling night or, you know, when everybody's laying around getting a suntan or something. I just think it's going to be more chaos in the world, and it seems to be building that way now, and I don't think it's the Lord told me the troops aren't going home, so it's not letting down this time, you know. So, and I know everybody's been really stressed about the red heifer. I know Jerry loses sleep as well over that sometimes, but the red heifer is doing good. Everything's going good with that. You know, I was thinking we should do like a 24-hour like phone number that people can call and listen to the baby heifer make noise and keep track of it, because that's going to be used for the temple. They're going to sacrifice the red heifer for the Jewish temple, and they're going to build it. Well, now they have a year and a half to do that, so that means they have to have a peace deal before that. So if you're looking at a year and a half peace deal before that, then the rapture would have to come before that. So so the 24-hour number, if you want it for the red heifer, to get your latest status on it, is just call Jerry's cell phone, and he'll give you all this stuff 24 hours a day. And that's the news for today.
Wow.
Cool, Kate.
No,
I'm going to have to work on that. Yeah, right now there are technical difficulties with the Red Pepper Hotline. and I'm going to have to work on the server when the show is over. But, hey, Keith, you inspired me, because when you were quoting Hamas as saying they were going to open the gates of hell, it reminded me of the Siri thing, which was what Siri said July 27th was, opening the gates of hell.
So
I'm going to ask everybody, if anybody, I don't have Siri, but anybody who might have Siri, ask Siri what Hamas is and see what it says.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, can I add something to that headline that of what Hamas said about, you know, if Netanyahu goes after the if he goes after the you know, if he goes after the West, well, after Hamas, okay. Hamas actually did say that the gates of hell will open if he wages war with them. All right, and I thought about Siri, that, you know, July 27th, what he said. Well, get this too. I last year on July 27th, in the midnight hour, that, you know, between midnight and from the time between, sometime when I went to sleep, all right, is when I saw the words "away in a manger," which, you know, I've shared my story. For me, it was a wake-up call, because I had stopped looking for rapture dates and rapture feasts and all that. After December 12th, after December 2012, I threw in the towel, and I told the Lord, "You come when you come, but I'm not going to talk about the rapture anymore. I'll always be looking for the rapture, because I can't help it. You know, I'm rapture centric. I already knew that. I mean, he had already put that in my heart, and he was not taking it out. I was pushing it out, because I was so frustrated, because all these dates and feasts had come and gone, and, And you know, I was worn out. So December 31st, 2012, I said, "Okay, Lord, you come when you come, but I'm not going to be looking for any more dates. I'm not going to be looking for any more feasts. I'm not going to be talking about the rapture anymore." Oh, come July 27th of last year, I'm asleep, and I see those words, "Away in a Manger," which is a Christmas song about the birth of our Lord Jesus. It's a real sweet song. And I wondered what it was, why the Holy Spirit gave it to me. And when I looked at the words, I thought, well, I don't see anything, you know, that's like blaring out at me, except that the Father must know I love the Lord Jesus so very much. And I don't know, maybe he just wanted me to see the words and lift my heart up. And then as I gave it some thought, come August, you know, I got the revelation again, because people were talking about it, about the four blood moons. And then I thought, wow, Lord, maybe you want me to revisit this rapture event again. And so I kept thinking about my dream, or the words in my dream, and I thought, wow, well, if Jesus came the first time, he's trying to tell me he's coming again, and maybe he's coming again really soon. And that started the whole ball of wax going again for me to become rapture-centric. Okay? Then I found, you know, Roddy's videos, Paul Marie's, everybody's videos, and then I come across Judy's videos, and here we are. And so, and then this morning, when I saw that Hamas warned Netanyahu, you know, that if he wages war against them, the gates of hell were going to be open. And Siri's voice, you know, thing says that the gates of hell would be open on July 27th. And a year ago, my dream happened on July 27th. You know, right at the cusp of July 27th and 28th, because it was in the midnight hour. And I thought, wow, Lord, with everything happening over there, could that mean, if indeed the gates of hell open up on July 27th, that means we are out. We're out this month. That's my revelation. That was my, you know, my vision today. It was like, Lord, you know, when I saw, I mean, those words were so clear that Hamas spoke, the gates of hell would be open. And you know what's so interesting about that matter about the gates of hell being open? The Islamic religion, the Quran, and there are, you know, they believe that the Mahdi is going to crawl out of a well close to Baghdad, you know, from Iraq. Now, a well could signify a volcano or an earthquake. The earth opens up and the demonic forces are released. That they used those words, the gates of hell would be open, is meaning that they are connected to those demonic forces. They are the ones that are going to release the demonic forces from the gates of hell, which will be opened up through a hole in the ground, a hole in the earth. And I thought that was, you know, I had a wow moment today. I had a huge wow moment.
I think that's a good one, Carol. I really do. Judy's son was told that we should pay some attention to the Julian calendar. And I put in chat last night, you can't get more Julian than the month of July.
Yeah.
Because that's who it's named after, Julius Caesar. So that's as Julian as you can get, is the month of July.
Yeah. Really, really. So how about a song about the spirit in the sky? That's where we're going, into the sky. Is the spirit in the sky? The spirit is living inside of us.
Amen.
Amen.
Great song.
Yeah. You know, it was just like the perfect song I felt in my spirit to You know, there's just something about that song that has this, it's got some power in it, and we need that power.
Smash hit. Yeah, it was a huge success. It rocked America for a while there in the 70s. Great song. Or 60s.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and it did. You know, I love the way the Lord comes in. You know, he really just, he knew how to rock America then, and he knows how to rock America now.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's on the line, Carol? Is Tanya still on?
No, she left pretty much right after she said her greetings, and I guess she had to go to work. And so it's just you and Jerry. And Pat's not even on today.
Awesome. Jerry's my buddy.
So
I'm
sorry?
Yeah.
Jerry's my buddy.
Yeah.
We're going to hang out in heaven.
Great.
You
guys are
hang
great.
Out heaven,
I'm going to hang out.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's do it. Be fun.
We're
going
to party in heaven. We're going to be in the party train. We'll be like the popular crowd in heaven.
We'll each have our own red heifer, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Our mansions are going to be close to each other. We'll be on the same street, same area.
Yep. That's right. That's right. Carol, I was amazed at your last night in chat. You were talking about last year when, you know, God spoke to you and said, I think he's whatever. I'm not sure. I don't remember how you got the message, but you got the message that Christmas, what was it? Christmas in July or something like that?
Oh, yeah. It's you know, the Lord, even though the Lord wasn't born even on December 25th, you know, it's the day where everybody at least acknowledges that Jesus was born. And there's so many, commercial advertisements that have come across these last few years to bring out Christmas in July. And the Lord gave me this dream in July. And could it be that he is coming in July? He came, the world, you know, wants to believe that he was born on Christmas Day in December on the 25th. Okay, so be it. Like I said, it's just that we're at least he's being acknowledged, but Christmas in July? Could it be that, you know, he was born once and he's coming again? He came the first time. He's coming again. I think he's coming this month.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's coming this month. And what happens on Christmas? I know that for a lot of people, it's sad because of all the, you know, the problems and struggles and yada, yada, yada. But by and large, Christmas is a joyous day of celebration.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what it signifies. It signifies a joyous day of celebration with the lights, you know, all kinds of lights. And I love that, you know, the reason I love Christmas, or I used to anyway, is because so many homes and shops were decorated with the Christmas lights. And, the lights just light me up. They just light me up. And could Jesus be lighting us up this very month, this very day? You know, this very, very day. It could very well happen right now. Right now. So,
when you said that, I was just I was pretty amazed because it fits exactly, you know, basically what we celebrate as believers, right or wrong calendar-wise, is the birth of Christ. And the thing is, in my studies, I've been led to believe, as we discussed in chat last night, that Jesus was conceived on Rosh Hashanah and thereby already fulfilled it. And as a result, he would have been born in June or July, and I believe the year he was born was actually June on our calendar. But on the Hebrew calendar, I believe he was either born or circumcised on the date that they call Tzom Tammuz, which is supposedly celebrates the breaching of the walls of Jerusalem before the temple was destroyed and 21 days later. And and Tzom Tammuz this year on the Hebrew calendar is the 15th of July. So
15th of July?
Yeah, it's the 15th of July. So the actual day, from what I have seen, he's led me to look at, his actual birthday could well be Tzom Tammuz, or even earlier, 8 days later. In their calendar, that's the 17th. Well, that's an interesting number because 17 means victory. So if that's correct, looking at it that way, then, you know, that would be minus 8 days, so that would be the 9th of Tammuz, which is actually the 7th of July. So somewhere in the 7th to the 15th, is a very interesting time relative to the birth of Christ, I believe, and the actual birth. And I can support it with one scripture in the Gospels when, I don't know if it's in all of them, I think it may just be one of them. It talks about when that Gabriel came to Mary in the 6th month. And the 6th month, the way they would count it would be the 6th month from Nisan, which is the spring month. And then the 7th month is Tishri, which is the first of Tishri is Rosh Hashanah, or Feast of Trumpets. So, you know, there's a very strong clue there that obviously a year didn't pass, or 6 months in the telling of the Gospels. You know, theoretically you could say that it did. But when it says specifically, why would they even say he came in the 6th month? And I think it's Luke. And except the 6th month, well, at the end of the 6th month is the beginning of the 7th month, and that's Rosh Hashanah. So that's why I believe, scripturally, it's a little bit of support for this idea, but I've seen some other things that lead me to believe the same thing, and there's no point in going into all of it because you can't prove it absolutely one way or the other. However, when you said Christmas in July, or, you know, anything along those lines, I'm thinking, well, this year, that matches perfectly with the idea of the birth of Christ in July, which matches the idea that we're looking at a Julian consideration. And don't forget that when he was born, you know, I mean, Julius Caesar, the namesake of all that, he was the head of Rome. And so, you know, God loves to mock, basically, the evil influence. And so to be born in the month named after Caesar would be exactly the sort of thing God might do. But, of course, it fits all sorts of other things, most importantly from a Hebraic perspective, Rosh Hashanah. It also means, if that's correct, that Feast of Trumpets has been fulfilled. And a lot of people believe all of the spring feasts have been fulfilled. And then that would also mean that when he came the second time, the first thing he did was fulfill Rosh Hashanah, or Feast of Trumpets. Well, one of the interesting things about that is that Feast of Trumpets is the beginning of their civil calendars. So they have two calendars. And so And what did he come to be? He came to be the king and the priest. So he fulfilled the spring feast actually at the end of his ministry. He fulfilled those things. And then at the beginning of his ministry, he took a seat at the head of the civil calendar, which is a governmental thing, and he both came as king and priest. So the religious obligations were covered in the spring feast and fulfilled by him. And then in the fall feast, the day he was born the day he was conceived could have been a spiritual fulfillment of his taking a seat in the government, essentially, the beginning of it, to establish his reign on earth. So anyway, when you said that you had this thing about Christmas, which is celebrating the birth of Christ in July, well, I know exactly what date I think, or at least one of two, that Jesus was born on. And the reason the circumcision is so important is because you're not fully Hebrew under the law until you're circumcised.
Right. Wow. Wow.
So, there's one other thing about that date. Tzom Tammuz, being the 17th of the Hebrew month, they slide back and forth. But Judy got a very direct message from God the other day. She made a video about essentially God said, I am ruining this country, which is a way of saying I'm displacing, I'm judging this country. I'm letting judgment to come forth. And if he is judging the country, then what a perfect day to do that on than the day that was the day that the country was founded, which is 4th of July. But on the 4th of July, 1776, when they signed the Declaration of Independence, was that year Tzom Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz.
Wow.
So, I mean, there's a lot going on with all of this, and when I saw that you had that experience, I was really amazed because it totally connected with all the things that I had in my mind and I kind of already knew. But so I think it's going to be very difficult to keep the rhythm. Yeah.
What's so exciting for me personally, okay? I was giving up on July. I know the Lord is coming any day now, and any day is any day today. I get that. I'm not taking my eyes off of the Lord, but I didn't have a day. You know what I mean? I didn't have that unction, like, wow, like we had in May, like we had in June. I didn't have it in July until yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then this was a gift to me, personally to me, from the Holy Spirit. Because I don't get date. He doesn't give me a day or a date or a time frame. I look at the time frame based on what is happening in Israel, and then whatever the Holy Spirit wants to, give me, show me through what other people receive. But for me to get a particular time frame, he doesn't really do that, and he did with me yesterday. And now I'm really excited for July.
Yes.
I'm really, really excited. Wow. Donna's on the phone, but I she might just be on listening mode. Are you there, Donna?
I'm here. I'm listening mode.
Hi, sweeties.
Hey,
I'm
Hi, loves. Hi, babies. How you doing?
Good. You missed it, Pat. Jerry was just saying that we're going to get raptured on July 4th, basically.
Sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Independence
Day? Well, actually, Michelle had, July 4th.
The fireworks.
Exactly.
Okay, Mr. Michelle. We're gonna, Jerry's pinning on Michelle now. Okay, so Michelle is July 4th.
But this first half of the month is huge, huge, huge.
Well, there's fireworks, so there you go. No, I had to be with my daughter a little bit. I had to talk to her some late, but better late than never.
Okay.
Hope everybody's okay. Keith, how's your healing coming along? How did you do, if that's okay to ask?
I've had a few back steps because that horrible doctor who was, I mean, the test was great, but I should have never listened to his dosage because he told me to take the wrong dosage, and I should have known better. But, you know, I can't be perfect in all these things. But so he told me to take too much of the silver, so it kind of wiped me out. So spending a couple of days getting back, but I'm just going really slowly now with it. You know, and then each day I wake up, if I don't have enough energy, then I know that I need to go a little higher the silver. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of doing that. So I'm trying to quickly figure out the dosage to enough to, you know, make me strong, but not cause any bowel problems.
Well, we ask Jesus to guide you and love you and just give you the inspiration you need and the strength you need to find the answers, you know. And Jesus, just get them healed. Love, right now. Just get them healed.
Amen.
In my name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
you're
good,
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
See, that's what I want. Everyone would be bothering God so much. He'd be like, oh, my gosh, I got to get this kid healed. He's driving me nuts.
He loves you bothering him. He loves anyone bothering him. loves it. You make up for all the ones who should be bothering with him.
Yeah, exactly. Good point, Pat. Thank you, Pat. With Tana, what were you saying? Tana was
Tana, hi, sweetie.
Off work.
Tana's actually still at work. I'm just listening. I'm loving what I'm hearing. I love you too, Mama Pat. And I'm eating potato chips, and I would rather be eating a pizza of yours.
I've been trying to be so good in my diet and just no gluten and just, you know. And I was saying, I'm thinking to myself, why the hey am I worried about my diet when I'm not going to be here? Oh, what did he say to me? Oh, I have to remember what he said to me today about some. Oh, you got to hear this. I was complaining about some of the kids and some of the stuff and how the balance in the house isn't right, and that they should chip in a little bit more for this. And he says he was talking about my wonder. He says, well, she's really going to be upset when you're not here anymore. Like, you're not going to have what you have anymore. And then I'm saying to him, well, you know, I have Social Security. This is funny. I said, you know, I have Social Security. So I said, if you take me up and the rapture isn't for the others for a while, well, can I still legally have my Social Security because I'm not dead? I said, what is my new address? Heaven's portal, universe, is that my new address since I'm not dead? So I just wanted to have a good laugh with him about that.
That's funny.
You know,
that's funny
because I'm not dead. They can't stop my Social Security, but I can't give them an address either.
I think it's always Heaven Lane, maybe. I think all the streets are Heaven Lane.
That's what I said to Jesus. Do I tell him it's Heaven's Lane, Heaven Portal of the universe?
Exactly.
You know, what address do I give them? So it was funny. It was funny. Oh, it was funny.
No, I think the zip code is 777 or something.
Some crazy street. Some crazy town. Yeah, because I'm not dead. I'm just not. I'm somewhere else. So I can still have Social Security put in the bank. Yeah, go ahead. Funny, what a legalistic question. Like they're really going to come after me, you know. They can't even find me. It's funny. Oh, it's funny. Oh, it's funny.
It is.
I had a good laugh with the Lord over there, you know. Yeah.
A lot of our families are going to have issues when we all disappear.
Oh, yes.
They're like, well, she's not dead. She just disappeared. Well, then she's kidnapped. She ran away. What? No, we don't know.
No.
But she's not here, so we need to close her checking. But, no, well, you can't because she's just missing.
Yeah, so that was cute with the Social Security. But like he's saying, although she's going to miss it when you're not here anymore, you know, like plan on it, you know.
That is
funny. But then I said, then what do I do? What address do I give them? You know, it was so funny. It was so funny.
Oh,
my goodness. Another question with Social Security is if if I get married, do I still get my Social Security? And I said, well, I can't approve an invisible spouse, you know.
That's funny.
Mama Pat's coming back in 144 to resolve all these issues. She's like, oh, yeah.
Well, let me explain this to you now, what happened, you know. Well, I still should have my Social Security
until
the fireballs come, you know. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you have to have a sense of humor. You really do. But that was funny today. Well, she's going to really be suffering when you're not here anymore. Like, that's not going to be there anymore. You know, because my whole thing pays for the rent and everything else. So that was funny.
I think I sent you that. Did you, Pat, did you see that video? Did I send you the 21-day thing?
Oh, yeah. I've been kind of, I've just been very weak and tired today. I think what you told me about being dehydrated, so I try to remember to drink some more water, because you can get very weak and tired from that, you know. So
I take
a big water bottle. I've got them all over the place.
And I measure out how much water I need for the day, and then I just carry it around with me to make sure you're getting
that
water.
I have to be better at it. I really do.
I
really have to pay attention to that, you know, because that's very important.
That 21-day video I sent you had, like, this woman had, like, some vision or like, some prophecy or something from God, which she had listed all the 21 things, and, it was, like, she was, like, saying, okay, after the first red blood moon, she's, like, watch out, because then there's going to be the Israel-Iran war, and there's going to be a meteor hitting the earth, and just, like, she just rolled it all out. And,
wow. You know, Begley had 25 predictions for 2014. I thought that was interesting, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did. And I don't know. I haven't paid attention to what's come true or not.
Yeah.
What we want to do is fly. Well, I'm thinking.
What was he thinking, though, Pat? Was he thinking that there was going to be the tribulation starting in 2014, or what did Begley think?
I don't remember all his stuff. He listed so much stuff, you know.
I know.
More like terrorist things, like, which didn't come true, like that thing with Russia with all the, you know, when we had the Olympics and stuff, there was supposed to be terrorism.
So some of
this stuff hasn't come true. So I read it and I say, okay, you know, and that's that. You know, a lot of people say a lot
this
of stuff.
This is, like, profound, because this is kind of like all the things that we know should be happening, you know, and it was like surprising, because it was kind of like, I don't know, it kind of woke me up, because I get so comfortable in this red blood moon year. I'm like, these things, you know, we should be having this stuff now. I mean, this is a red blood moon.
Well, April was the first blood moon.
Right. So
so what was supposed to happen after that? Iran? Well, look at the craziness over there. I mean, the whole Middle East is ready to go off in a powder keg.
ISIS and stuff, and
the teenagers, oh my gosh, the people in Israel are so upset and crazy and enraged that those three were killed, and they want to go after the Gaza Strip like gangbusters. They really do.
Yeah.
And the government is trying to decide, they've got to answer to the people in the streets who are going nuts over this, and then they say, we will retaliate, you know, so here we go.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen if you
earlier,
send rockets
Pat.
Back? If you send rockets into the Gaza Strip and they've got all those thousands of rockets ready to shoot, what an excuse just to take out Israel. I mean, maybe God won't let them do that, but it's like a hornet's nest now, you know, and they've got to retaliate because of the people in the streets screaming for retaliation. And Netanyahu's got to figure out what to do.
I know.
But then they go after them big time.
They already
sent rockets over into Gaza.
Yeah, 34. Yeah.
So, guys, here we go. There's your powder keg right there.
And the blood moons are a warning to Israel that something bad
is going to happen to them.
Yeah.
So
and I know we have a solar eclipse this year. I don't know when that's
When is the solar eclipse going to happen? Between the four blood moons is an eclipse.
No, but the solar eclipse is that?
Huh?
In August? Oh, it's in August?
I think it's in August.
I don't know when it is.
I thought it was... Okay, I'm not sure. Who knows that date? That would be impressive.
July and August is going to rock. I need to tell you. I just got a bad feeling about July.
Jerry, when is that date? Do you know?
I'm trying to look it up.
Jerry, when is the date?
You get busy looking it up. You're a researcher.
Jerry, you're
supposed
to know.
Well,
you
know.
I've
got these red heifer papers all over my desk.
Set
up a hotline, Pat. Where Jerry's cell phone would be a red heifer hotline.
You guys, you drove me crazy doing research.
We had the one on the 29th of April.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then there's one on the 23rd of October.
Okay, that's what
that's a partial. The one in April was just seen over a small area and very, very far south.
Yeah.
Almost
yes.
Mm-hmm. Antarctica. And then this one, I'm not sure where it's seen, but it's a partial. But the one in earlier was an annular, which is pretty interesting. And then, the other one this year is partial, and it's October 23rd.
Okay, because there's supposed to be two, right?
However,
October 8th is a blood moon, isn't
there's
it? Yeah.
In March.
Yeah, then we have the blood moon.
2015, yeah, is the next
in
one.
In March of 2015 is the total.
Oh, wow.
Okay, because on the lunar eclipses, which is the red blood moons, is when Israel is always at war when they happen on feast days. But the solar eclipses,
right,
which we just passed one, is when the world will be at war. So,
close.
Right. So we expect a big war in October, which means we'd go out September or earlier, any time between now and then, which means then the tribulation would start in October, and then the war could start, the lunar eclipse.
Wouldn't the war be like really soon, though?
I do not think so, too, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why, because April 15th was the first blood moon, and nothing happened, but everything is now happening right now.
Yeah.
Over there, okay?
Yeah.
And then we had the solar eclipse, on April 29th. Nothing happened, but that's not to say we are right now on the brink of, see, whatever happens in Israel, whatever happens over there is going to affect us, which is then
that's the key.
It'll be the domino effect.
Yes,
right.
The domino effect.
God told me keep your eyes on Israel. He told me that last time.
Yeah, that's the key.
About the rapture last year.
Yeah, that's the key.
He's telling me again, keep your eyes. Now he's telling me, he used to tell me keep your eyes on Israel, and this year he's telling me keep your eyes and ears on Israel.
Yeah.
So when Israel goes
trouble.
To town, then we're
Israel
out. That's the whole timepiece for the rapture.
Yeah.
Whatever Israel does, that's why we're really watching over the red heifer, and we're taking care of everything going on over there.
And this, with the teenagers, is really setting stuff off.
It's going to start the Hamas and the Israel thing. I mean, if Hamas comes back on them, then
What do they have? Is it 40,000 rockets? What's the number? They've got all these thousands of rockets just waiting with bated breath to just go after Israel. They're looking for any excuse. This is it.
Well, they've got all that stuff, and it's one of the reasons there's such an atmosphere of political fear.
Yeah.
To not deal with the problems that they know exist. And
good point.
Keith, that word you're getting about keeping the attention on Israel, I mean, we all know the scriptural foundation for that. And but one of the things that people do overlook a lot is that not only is God's heart for the people and his covenant with the people, but also he makes specific mention of the land. He's not only jealous for his protection of the people, but he's jealous for the land. And there's a time at which this could actually go against the people of Israel, especially the government, because if they fail, as they essentially have failed, to protect the land for the benefit of the Israeli people, they themselves could come under judgment, just like we are seeing judgment come on this nation. And people forget that God is jealous for the land also. That's a holy place for him, and he considers it the center of the earth, which is to say the surface of the earth. And you know, like all points emanate from there, and this is God's perspective. And so when they don't do their job, they, you know, ask for a kind of judgment themselves, and this is only going to go on so long. And I think this just like I sensed from the very beginning that these kidnapped boys were going to be a big deal.
Wow.
We see it continuing to build, and something that hasn't been true in many times in these crises that they have over there, political crises. Usually the population is pretty fractionalized. I think this one maybe not so much. And this could very well be a different sort of situation that pressures the government to actually do something. Those attacks that they did overnight or last night, they made sure that all of the people in those structures that they attacked were evacuated. And you won't hear this, of course, in the mainstream media. They'll just talk about all the places that were blown up.
Yeah.
But, and this is actually, I think, probably angered the Israeli population because they're actually taking better care of these terrorist families than they did their own people. The other thing that I read was there was a phone call placed by one of these boys right after they were abducted. And it went to a local police bureau, and the police chief dismissed it as a prank. And so they lost several hours of investigation time. And in Israel, this is well known, and people have already been fired. And I think this thing is just, in a sense, just begun, really. So everything that your sense about it is Psalm 83 and keeping your eyes on Israel. Keith, I think that's all, you know, super valid right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it looks like this.
Go ahead, Carol.
If Psalm 83 takes place this month, which it could very well be, because those guys are just, that, you know, they're just going all over the place. We're out of here. Let's just go there. We're out of here. The world is going to go into chaos.
Yeah.
We know that. As soon as we're out of here, it goes into chaos. It's simultaneously, it goes into chaos, and we're out of here. So this is, oh my goodness, I'm so excited. I haven't been excited like this in such a long time, you guys.
Oh, good for you.
I have faith.
Carol finally woke up.
She's
been listening to
RCC. Share the joy.
Carol just woke up to the rapture. Thank God. Good job, Carol. Praise God.
Yeah, the world's going nuts. Something's going to happen
soon.
I've
just been holding on to everybody's coattails. It's like, okay.
We'll take you off. We'll bring you off.
And you guys go, I'm going with you.
Good job, Carol.
We won't leave you.
Carol's been paying attention. Good job.
Awesome.
But no, you see, the Lord had to give me, you know, and just like he's given so many people dates and you know, time frames. You know, I believed all of them. But he gave me. He really did give me today or yesterday. He gave me the revelation. Wow. July 27th, a year ago, I saw those words away in a manger. And what is happening on July 27th this year, according to Siri? And what those guys said, I mean, there's confirmation right there. Siri says, you know, the gates of hell are going to open on July 27th. And then Hamas tells Netanyahu, you wage war against us, the gates of hell are going to open. Now, That is not a coincidence.
No.
That is not a coincidence.
Right.
You're right.
See? And that, you know, and then 4th of July, fireworks. Who's to say 4th of July isn't the day? You know, the firework, that's Friday. It's Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think those, you know, you don't think something could happen to this country this coming Friday?
Oh, indeed.
That's just, you know, the fireworks, it's Independence Day. It's Independence Day for us. For us.
Yes.
We could really be leaving. Oh, my goodness, oh, praise you, Jesus, come. This is exciting.
Don't stop, Carol, you're on a roll.
That's great, Carol. Glad you're so enthusiastic.
Good job, Carol. I'm proud of you.
You know, it doesn't happen to me that often. You know, I mean, I take everything in. Don't get me wrong.
No.
I have not.
Let it out, Carol.
Yes.
Just get excited.
Yeah.
Get it up.
Yeah.
Get everybody in that chat room excited.
I'm telling you, this is. Okay, I'm either going to wear a jacket crown myself, or we're leaving. We're leaving this month, you know. We're leaving.
Hey, you got to believe.
This is really exciting.
Yes.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, all the signs are there. You know, it's like all the stuff's there now. Everything's there. All the players in place. All the wars are there. It's just a matter of going at this point. It really is there. Everything really is there at the clock. You know, it's happening.
Every day is an adventure. Look at the
news. You see, it's all, to me, it's all building right now. That's the key.
Oh, it is.
Before,
mm-hmm.
things would grow cold, and now the Lord told me he's not going to remove the truth. So basically he's saying it's not going to cool down, and that's what we need to see. We need to see a ramping up of the energy of these wars all coming together to create that, you know, where Israel's surrounded on all sides, and then, you know, the Psalmist hits.
And threatened.
But, so the fact that Israel is finally on fire for change over these kids, you know, they want to do something. So this is, you'll get Hamas going, which that'll give ISIS find more time to do their thing, and then
the
Ukraine thing will take off. It's sort of like all sides of the Middle East, and you've got Saudi Arabia with tanks now protecting.
They're mad,
tries to get in, and Jordan doing the same. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, and Syria,
it's all
the mess.
Yeah,
no water.
So we just have to, I'm still voting on Jesus Trump, but Jerry said it already was fulfilled, and that he's closed that one down. But I'm still rooting for it, and then everyone else.
We'll see.
So hopefully Michelle's right and we're all wrong. We can go out earlier, you know. Michelle's got 27th or whatever.
27th, yeah. Wow.
Pat.
I don't know. I just know that somebody said the bridegroom stuff is a Feast of Trumpets, so that would be the most probable
day
that we would be. But I'm just putting it out there. I'm not saying anything. I don't know. I went through a thing today. I had just quick. I could have sworn it was Wednesday. I mean, with all my whole life, and my daughter says, "Mom, it's Tuesday." I says, "No, it's Wednesday." And she says, "You know, no, this is funny." She says, "Well, maybe you better call up the Weather Channel and tell them that, you know, it's Wednesday and not Tuesday." And I says, "No, I think I have to call up God and tell him that, you know, why is everybody a day behind me?"
That
you know,
that is so funny.
But I could have, and I sent Alana some messages, and it says 7-1. So I'm thinking, why did it say 7-1 on my computer yesterday when today is 7-1? I went through such a confusion thing, and it's not Alzheimer's or anything. I just wonder if somebody's playing with my head, you know. But I could have sworn my life today. I don't mean to say that, but this was Wednesday. This was Wednesday. There's no way you could have convinced me otherwise. And when I looked at my, she said, "Look at your cell phone clock." I said, "It's the first? No, it's the second. It's got to be the second." That was so funny. That was disturbing funny. I said, "No, I got to talk to God and tell him why is everybody a day behind me." I don't know if he's ever done that with somebody else. It was so funny.
I love that. Called the news channel telling them to screw it up on their days and everything.
Oh, Geraldine was funny. She says, "Mom, call up the weather channel and argue with them that, you know, it's Wednesday and see what they say." I says, "No, I got to call up God and tell them it's Wednesday."
They would be on the phone with Paddle Right while they're calling security on the other end of the line. Yeah, like, "No worry, honey, just hang in there. It's going to be okay soon. It'll all be better soon."
I really thought it was Wednesday because we're supposed to get very bad storms, you know, on Thursday. Okay. And we've got the hurricane coming up, 80-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah.
It's going to clip New Jersey, maybe. Yeah. So, fun thing there. The thing was going south, and now it's going up north
yeah,
again. That's weird. They can't figure out why it went south, and then it's turning up again. And all these people along the coast are going to have their holiday ruined with a tropical storm. Sorry, guys. It's just going to go south of Jersey. I said, please, God, have that thing go out to sea because I'm freaking out that it's going to be another sandy thingy, and we don't want another sandy thingy because we suffered 14 days without power, and it was nightmare time.
Yeah.
It was horrible, guys.
It
so
won't
I
happen
the thing, and the model say off just south of Jersey. Thank you very much.
Whoa.
It's close. But it's going to go up to 80 miles an hour, and they say it could even intensify
Lord,
more than
move
that.
Move that storm.
Yes,
wow.
Please.
Name.
I said, Jesus, please, just get it out to the sea. I don't want to see it.
Yes. Well, we have all authority power of the weather.
No.
I mean, it never rained in L.A. because I cast the rain out all the time, so we'll just move that storm.
I have confidence like a lion that he's not going to have that thing hit up here. And sure enough, the latest model, it's just south of Jersey and right out to sea, not touching us, but it's touching the whole coast otherwise. And maybe Cape Cod. It's going to clip Cape Cod. Maybe someone can tell me this. When a hurricane is, the waters are not that hot like they would be in August, okay, or even September. When a hurricane goes over cooler waters, it usually diminishes it. It doesn't get stronger because it's dealing with the colder waters, especially if it comes up north. So why would this thing around, they said North Carolina, get stronger into a Category 1, maybe, you know, 80 miles an hour? I don't understand if you're going over colder waters. Mm-hmm.
You're
going
to have to ask
it...
Michelle. Michelle's a meteorologist.
Yes, Michelle.
She's
an expert.
Yeah, it should be diminishing.
She knows all that. She's an expert.
Okay, Michelle.
Yeah, we want all the
water
facts.
Water is not diminishing. The water ain't that hot yet.
Is Michelle in the chat room?
You
we
you
want a
call
full
in
explanation.
And share.
Yes. We want a full
She's in chat.
Summarized
I'm telling her to call in.
Yes.
I want that thing to stay south, honey.
Well, Michelle can do it. She works over there, Pat, and they've got certain buttons they push or whatever to move the thing, whatever. So Michelle works. She tell her.
She's got the God button. She'll just press
yeah.
like done.
Now
that's
those,
south of New Jersey,
calls,
you know. You make sure
the thing,
there's no sandy thingy here.
She'll do it. So type it in and say, move it over or whatever. Move it to the
yes.
right.
Yes. I believe that. I believe he heard me.
Oh, yeah.
And if that comes to New Jersey, he's going to get some look.
Oh, yeah.
Like I asked you in confidence to keep it south. I'm just teasing with you guys. No, but I just expect
no,
him to keep it south.
You. She's an expert. She does
yes, I'd like to know why
there,
it would get stronger if it's going north over colder
and
waters.
After
that doesn't make sense.
You talk about that path, then you can argue with her about the day because she does work at the.
Yeah, then it's Wednesday. Okay. what a day.
Michelle is promising to keep track of the hurricane.
Yeah.
And
oh, cool.
Rosemary says that her backpack is filling up with homework, and she's saying, yeah, it is. But we want to know. But really,
Michelle, it shouldn't be getting stronger.
Call in and give us an update on what you know of this.
Yeah, why is it getting stronger when it's going over colder waters? That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Dad wants to know why is it getting stronger when it's
if it's
going
over
colder
water. Yeah. How does it do that?
How
it's supposed
does it
to
do
diminish?
That, Michelle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you, Carol.
And Michelle, please
you
move
might be
it. Whatever you can do at your location, please move that storm.
Michelle,
if you guys had gone through what I went through with Sandy, you would be praying too that thing was south of Jersey.
It'll work. Michelle, move that storm too. With your job tonight or whatever, move, do
do that computer program and just move it.
But they said it would strengthen as it went up north, and that
like
they're
it
still
in the news.
Now they're saying it's 80 miles an hour then, but it could even get stronger. So we don't know, and they're watching the track. It could, if it does the slightest jog toward the west, we're gonna get
it. Are they saying it's heading to the east or west?
It's coming up north, and it's taking the whole coastline up to south of Jersey is affected. You're gonna have a tropical storm thing. You're gonna have a hurricane by the time it gets to like North Carolina on Thursday night probably, and it's gonna be 80 mile an hour winds. And I'm going, what? To a Paul Bagley, and what? Are you serious? It can't happen. It's too early. It's too cold. The water.
Michelle's going to check with the Hurricane Prediction Center website to see what they are saying. But old-timer poofer, Sir Bill, is saying the reason that it's getting stronger while going over colder water is because it's God. He's doing
it. Sorry, God. Sorry, Lord. That's right. You can do that.
And he's admonishing you not to worry. Not to worry, Pat. God is in control.
South. Just
he's
keep that word in your
you.
Brain, Jesus. South of Jersey, and I'll be a happy camper.
He's
literally.
Blessing you with Psalm 91.
Right.
And really, and even Michelle is saying, wow, Bill, that's a great explanation. Okay,
God,
she didn't say that.
Not
she
the
said,
water.
That's a good explanation, Bill. She's saying,
you,
that's
Bill.
A good explanation, Bill. And I'm saying, that's a great explanation.
That'll do it, because nothing else makes sense.
Yeah, that explains it. There's a reason he's doing it.
Yes,
See,
there is.
There's a reason he's doing it. And
he's ruining everybody's 4th of July on the beach. That's what he's doing.
he's getting their undivided attention.
Is he ever. But then you're not going to have happy people, that's for sure. Oh, man. Oh, people, they were in Myrtle Beach. But I spent all this money coming down here to Myrtle Beach, and now there's this coming, you know. It's like, aw, gee whiz. I feel bad for you. You know, I mean, I understand vacation, but people are, no, it's not, you know, are they going to come closer to God because their whole weekend was ruined?
Exactly. And look when it's supposed to be happening.
I know. 4th of July, Friday, Thursday, Friday,
exactly.
Saturday, Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Something.
But
very,
it's south
very
of Jersey.
Interesting.
Jersey's going to enjoy the shore, let me tell you. Oh, God,
something,
dear.
Something
set off the fireworks. It won't have any storm. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Don't let it come up in my neck of the woods, honey.
Hey, guys. You guys, I think it's time we should have communion. I think this is a good time for us to have communion. Let me see. Anybody on the phone want to do the communion service of breaking the bread and blessing the cup? Mr. Gary, Mr. Keith, Ms. Tana's at work. Well, no, she's not even on the phone anymore. She's gone. Do any of you want to do it, Pat?
Jerry can do it.
Okay, Jerry.
The Last Supper, when Jesus met with all his disciples, he gave them many instructions and taught them a lot, but the main thing that he taught them was that he was instructing them in the new covenant. And the new covenant was going to be remembered. He asked them to remember him and this covenant when they got together by breaking the bread and sharing the cup. And the bread represented his body, broken, offered and broken for us. And the cup represented his blood. We're to remember him and his covenant when we do this, and it's our way of remembering him. And we know that he gave everything that needed to be given. so that we could have everything that was important, spiritual life, and to be reconciled with him. And it was this covenant sealed in his blood that was the provision for the Holy Spirit to come into all men who would have him and let him work. And here we celebrate it as often as we can every day. The Holy Spirit works in us and guides us and tickles Carol about Christmas in July. And,
amen.
And all of us is as we need and as we're able from day to day. So, Father, we thank you for this opportunity to remember you and your Son, Jesus, his work on the cross, which had to be done, and he did for us. So let's take the bread in remembrance of his body. And the cup is his blood. It's filled for us, sealing our relationship with him. Father, we thank you. We love you. Please send your blessing down as we request. And we know that you're faithful and answer our prayers. And we remember you in this group, in our Rapture-centric family, that you are with us, you are working in us and through us, and that we are ever growing in your power and presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We're gonna worship with soon. And very soon, we are leaving.
Yeah.
That was a great song, wasn't it?
That is a good song. Very good.
Perfect. Yeah, soon, very soon, we're gonna see the king. Soon,
yeah.
Very soon, we are going to see the king. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hey, Keith dropped off.
Do you have to go to a meeting?
I don't know. He didn't say. Mm. So it's just you and Jerry.
Okay.
Hey, Jerry, are you on cloud nine?
No. Pardon me.
I am on cloud nine. You know, I'm really.
Yes.
I think I'm getting bammed. Like, you know, Judy gets bammed. Like we all get
hammered.
We all get bammed. I'm getting bammed. I think the anointing is coming upon me right now. I don't
Amen.
Usually get like this. I know when I'm getting the anointing on me, and
I heard
the
it.
Anointing is falling on me. Wow, thank you, Jesus.
Nice.
Thank you, Jesus, for your anointing.
Yes.
Praise you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, this is awesome. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And you know why? I think I'm getting the anointing. He is coming. The king
Amen.
Is coming,
oh, yeah.
you guys. The
Amen.
King is coming. Oh,
yep,
hallelujah.
He sure is.
Absolutely. He's coming.
Oh. Hey, Bill, get excited. Get excited.
It's real.
We are,
That's
honey.
Right.
We are. That was so funny what he
the
said
king
today.
Is coming, Bill. Get
and
excited.
You're going to it.
That's right, Carol. You know what? I really am a cloud nine. I'm like, well, or whatever cloud it is. But anyway, it's just, I think Judy's gotten there, and I'm there, and I know some of the others. It's just keep reaching out, people.
Yes.
He keeps meeting
he
us.
Is coming.
I mean,
he is coming. I'm telling you, he's coming. I know he's coming. I have that. Where is Chris? Chris is always asking me if I have a knowing. She'll text me in the morning. Do you have the knowing yet? Because I told her. And Jerry, you said this too, and we've all seen this in 2 Kings chapter 2, right? That's my favorite chapter of the whole world now. Okay? Mm. that's my favorite chapter, all right, in the whole Bible. Because Elijah knew that the king was coming for him. And so did Elisha. And so did the prophets. They all knew. They knew the very day that he was coming. The king was coming for him. And
yes,
that's
right.
When I first read it a few years ago, I said, Lord, we're going to know. We're going to know. And he's giving me that knowing right now that he is coming. He's not telling me right now, right now, but I don't know. I don't know. He might really be, because I feel I am really hammered. I am flushed. I am getting hammered really big. It doesn't normally. I've gotten hammered, not on the air, but I'm being hammered right now on the air. And oh Lord. I'm not used to being hammered on the air.
Amen.
And I'm being hammered because I know he is coming. The king is coming. The king is coming. Can I play that song again? The king, because he's coming. It's only 3 minutes, but he's coming. He's coming.
Amen.
He's coming so very soon. I just know it.
Agree,
so I'm
Carol.
Playing it again. We're going to see the king, you guys. We're going to see the king.
Carol, start dancing. Just dance around the room, honey. Hands up in the air.
We are going to see the king.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are going to see the king.
Wow.
Amen.
I tell you, you guys, I'm hammered. I am hammered. Oh, dear Lord.
There you go.
I'm really hammered. Oh, dear Lord. You know what? I'm telling you. He's coming. That's the only reason I'm hammered. Most of the time that I get hammered is when I'm in deep, deep worship. Deep, deep worship. But the hammering came, the anointing came on me because he gave me, you guys, he gave me.
Yeah.
The revelation. The date, the month.
Amen.
This is it, you guys. And I'm going to stand firm. I'm standing firm. This is it. This is the month. I can't tell you if this is, it's today. He's coming.
Amen.
He is coming. You know, keep that full armor of God on you. Keep that sword of the Spirit with you at all times, 24/7. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. It's Jesus.
Yeah.
Hold on to Jesus. You know, extend Jesus. Extend Jesus everywhere you go. Cover yourself in the precious blood of the Lamb, because that is our shield. When the devil and the minions, the demons, they see the blood on us, they flee. They run. They won't even
get
near us.
Oh, yeah, they have to.
And this is it, you guys. I wouldn't be hammered. I wouldn't be hammered if it wasn't. He hammered me, but he hammered me because he gave me. He gave me, little old me. Who am I? Who am I?
Right.
He gave me the knowing.
He gave me
the knowing. Last night, between yesterday and today, right now, he gave me the knowing. And that's why he hammered me. And I never get hammered on the air. I never get hammered on the air.
Welcome aboard.
Wow.
Let's go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Yes, Judy. I got my first shape set. I did.
27th, huh? 27th.
Oh,
okay.
And I'm not getting a jackass crown. I'm getting a crown of righteousness, like everybody else.
Oh, Carol, that's confidence.
Okay.
I love it.
The crown of righteousness is to those who love his appearing. So we're all getting that crown. But I ain't going to get a crown, I ain't going to get a jackass crown, because it's going to come to pass. oh, boy, am I being bold or what? Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
gosh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Thank
Father.
Thank you, Jesus, yes. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's a sign of the Holy Spirit when you're laughing, I'm telling you.
Oh, dear Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Just enjoy it, honey. Just enjoy it.
I am. Pat, you take over. Say something. You know, we got 2 minutes.
Here, I'll sing you one verse.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah, I'll sing you one verse of You Are Mine. How's that?
Oh,
let's see, what do we have?
We got 90 seconds.
Okay,
we got
I'm just going to sing one. I'll sing it. Half a second. I will come to you in the silence. I will lift you from all your fear. You will hear my voice. I claim you as my choice. Be still and know I'm near. I am with you. I have called you by name. Come and follow me. I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine. There you go. A quick version.
We're just about, we better say come, Lord Jesus, because this could be our very
come,
last.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Our very last, very, very last show. Come, Lord Jesus. The Spirit of the Blessed come.
Yes,
amen.
Come, Lord Jesus. Come and fetch us, my dear.
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, dear Lord. Oh, dear Lord.
Come and fetch us, Lord. Enjoy it, my dear. Enjoy it.
I am.
Enjoy it, honey.
I'm stoned in Jesus. Yes.
That's okay. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Ten seconds.
Yes. Jesus, we love you and we trust you and we know you're coming for us.
It's the final countdown.
Yeah, well then, put that song on, honey. No, you don't.
Well, we don't. We are sorry.
It's okay. We have 30 seconds,
and it's
okay.
Yeah, it's less than that.
No,
I got hammered. If you can hear me,
amen.
I got hammered. Oh, dear Lord, I hope you listen to.
Yeah,
I hope you know. She's on the phone and I don't know, she's probably just listening. But I don't know how long she's been listening, but Tana, I'm gonna get a Jackass crown. I'm getting the crown of righteousness because Jesus is coming. He gave me the revelation. He gave me the knowing. He gave me the knowing He's coming.
Amen.
Enjoy,
honey.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Enjoy.
Well, I think
hallelujah.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Well, you guys are, you know, we're
see you in the air.
Going to be open.
See you in the air.
The chat room is open.
I guess.
And you know, for those who can make it, you know, be there. you know, and we'll continue to worship and praise the Lord and talk to Him and have Him talk to us and we'll see what happens.
Amen.
What happens? Oh, and Rosemary loved your singing, and I did
too.
Oh, but,
anytime.
I'm really under a strong anointing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
So,
enjoy.
So, yeah. Amen. Okay, guys.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess I'll hang up and we will continue.
That's what we do, Carol. We hang up. We write out instructions
you know,
for
Lord,
you, Carol.
Bless Tana. Bless Jerry. Bless Pat with your anointing.
Bless Carol.
With the same anointing.
Yeah.
That you
bless all of
me.
You.
Let it transfer
Cat
over
line,
to
everybody.
Them
yes.
That they may be under
oh, yeah.
your presence and under
oh,
your
yeah.
glory. And may you give them the knowing that you gave me, that we would all be in one accord in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Enjoy, sweetie.
Okay, guys.
That's for you.
Amen.
Love
okay.
you, Carol.
Okay.
Love you,
thanks, guys.
Love
you,
everybody.
Too.
Jerry, Carol, Tana, everybody. Everybody in chat. Love you guys.
Love you, Jesus.
In there.
I'll say that.
Love you, Jesus.
Yeah.
We're all going to sound like Tana when we get
I
over
do.
I love
do.
You, Jesus.
I really do.
Oh, that's so sweet. He's going to say, why do you all sound like Tana? Yes, we are. We like the way she says, I love you. Well, love you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Love you, everybody.
I know. Nobody says it like Tana. Tana has the gift of saying, I love you, Jesus.
I love you,
I love you,
Jesus.
I love you.
I love you, everybody.
only Tana can say
oh,
it.
So sweet. So sweet. Oh,
yes,
gosh.
Yes.
Do you know it's 8:33? It's given us
she's
more
so
time
adorable.
To be crazy. Love it. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Pat, I mean, Tana, if you're on the phone, do you, you know, we've gone past the
past time here.
The show. But,
yeah.
If you want to add something, hey, go right ahead.
Just praise you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for the joy you're giving us right now. And we know, the knowing. Thank you for the knowing. You know, he's our sweet spouse, and he's getting ready to whisk us away to be in his arms forever.
I think he has not given me the exact date,
But, July.
I think, he gave me July for sure. And I think it's going to be really, really, really soon. I think it may very well be before the 5th of July. I think it's going to be this weekend. And I think, you know what, you guys, he had me play that song very, very soon. The King is Coming.
Oh,
very,
yeah,
very
definitely.
Soon. And that's why I think it's going to be this weekend.
I just loaded that on. This is the first show since that was loaded on.
Wow. There you go.
Really? You just loaded this song on, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yesterday. Well, it might have been yesterday, but I don't think I told, I didn't send, you know, Michelle didn't, I didn't send any note out about it. I just added it on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I tell you, I didn't see it when I first started the show, but boy, oh boy, that was a great song, and that's what hammered me. That is a song that hammered me. Well, I don't know. I think I was already hammered, but that just added more anointing.
Yeah.
More anointing to my anointing. Bill is saying in chat, "Bill, a hammered Bible thumper. That's one for the archives." Everybody's laughing in chat because I got hammered.
They've never seen you like this, Carol.
No.
It's great.
Nobody's
let
ever
let loose
get
on
hammered. I get,
just dance
I get
around
by myself, but not, you know, not on the air. Oh, dear Lord, he's laughing.
Oh,
he's laughing
my.
At me, but he's laughing with me, but he did that. He did that
oh,
to make
so cute.
To make everybody laugh. But he also did it to, you know, he's coming, you guys, very, very soon. The King is coming.
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome, Carol.
Wow.
Awesome, Carol.
Okay, guys.
Okay. Group hug in the air, or we're on tomorrow night, whatever.
I think this goes into archives, actually. So it may be at the end of the show. I mean, the archives.
Okie doke.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
so,
everybody.
Okay, we're going to sign off. And
love you all.
One way or the other.
Very much.
Okay. Enjoy.
Okay, see
ya. Bye.
Okay,
love
guys.
Love you.
Okay, bye-bye. Talk soon,
bye.
Real soon. Bye-bye.
Amir.